Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV World News. And now, a day after pulling out of an international nuclear deal with Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump has again threatened Tehran.
We will be putting on among the strongest sanctions that we've ever put on a country, and they're going into effect very shortly. They're mostly constituted and drawn already. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
And President Trump's decision to pull out of the nuclear deal has been criticized by the rest of the signatories to the agreement. The move has further strained already tense relations between the U.S. and Europe, but Israel, Saudi Arabia, and its allies have welcomed Trump's decision. Joining us out of London is William Spring, political commentator. Hello, Mr. Spring. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on Donald Trump and his insistence within less than or just a little over 24 hours of having this roundtable discussion where he keeps harping and threatening Tehran.
Donald Trump is now the prisoner of an extreme right-wing Zionist element. He's no longer the Trump that people like myself actually supported when he came into power, because we thought he might be an improvement upon crooked Hillary. However, he's turned out worse. You know, I mean, this is dreadful. He has become a complete laughing stock, and he has made America a laughing stock, which is not funny. The Americans used to have a serious political class running the country. We were dependent upon the United States, growing up in Europe, as I was after World War II. The NATO umbrella, we understood, was a defensive one. We didn't understand that an American president could be so crass, so unstable, as to place the entire security of the United States in the hands of a small group of Zionists. The entire foreign policy of the United States is now determined not by the State Department, not by Congress, but by the Knesset, by Israel. This is the tail wagging the dog. This is a crass, crazy, mad decision by Donald Trump. And he had the chance of building a new relationship with Europe. Even Macron, who I don't particularly, you know, support, but he went over to see him. But Johnson went to see him. The German Chancellor asked him. He could have rebuilt the relationship with Europe. Instead, he's torn the relationship with Europe down. And this is a very tragic day, or yesterday was a very tragic day, to have a president who spends his time insulting other countries. I mean, the speech I saw Donald Trump deliver yesterday was just an insult, a diatribe of insult, of obscenity. It's not statesmanship. It is unchristian. I do not know where the Christians, if there are any in America, why they support Donald Trump. His exegesis of Holy Scripture is wholly wrong. He doesn't understand anything about these things.
Pardon me to cut you off, but when he makes the accusations he's made against Tehran and he follows it up with threats against Tehran, it somehow doesn't sit with who he actually supports. I mean, the regimes in the Middle East that he's supporting are, and financially and militarily, are some of, and, you know, supporting and, you know, befriending, I should say. And these are the most repressive of regimes in the Middle East. So where does he get off with what he's doing against Tehran?
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, how can the Americans be so deluded? They've got a version of history which is upside down. I mean, in Yemen, America and Saudi Arabia and Great Britain have been bombarding this country with missiles irrespective of the civilian deaths, killing women and children. And yet, for some reason, Donald Trump says this is Iranian aggression. How crazy can you get? This is a war crime, what's going on in Yemen. Similarly, in Syria, the Americans are backing the jihadists. It's a complete lie when Donald Trump says that he went into Syria to get rid of ISIS. Not at all. He went into Syria to actually support ISIS. And he's seeking to take down one of the few rational actors in the Middle East, that is President Assad and his government. So this is, one doesn't know what to do. I mean, in England, he could probably be detained under the Mental Health Act. Maybe his doctor would put him inside, but he's certainly failed as a president. He has failed his supporters. He has failed those who actually look to Donald Trump to make a change for the better in world relations. I mean, we were fed up with the American neocons running the show and attacking Russia all the time, just fed up with them. And yet he's now got back under the control of the neocons completely. 1 minute, there was a very short time when he had a chance to break away, but now his son-in-law seems to control Middle East policy, and he's been made a laughing stock. This is the most ridiculous situation for the United States. I never thought that a great power like the United States could end up in such a completely defeated situation. I confess that I wanted Hillary Clinton out, but I never realized it's an absolute disaster what's happened with Donald Trump. His claim that he keeps his promises is a fabrication. He doesn't keep his promises. He only makes crazy assertions which are not in any way backed up by facts. I mean, he knows that, for example, Iran has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. And yet he was saying last night, Iran backs Al-Qaeda. Absolute rubbish. And the reference to the bombing in Lebanon is reference to an event in 1982. Nothing to do with Donald. Nothing to do with Iran. Okay, Mr. Restring,
time's gotten the better of us. I apologize for cutting you off, sir. But thank you for your input. Joining us out of London, that's Mr. William Spring, political commentator.